Hello, and welcome to It's the Melanin for Me, a podcast about everything black and in between from the perspectives of a few goofy black peeps dealing with the horrible, horrible reality of adulthood. My name is Jay. I go by she, they pronouns.
I'm Jamie. I go by she, her pronouns.
I'm Tara. I go by she, her pronouns.
I'm Sav, and I go by she, her pronouns.
Thank you, baby. Anyway.
Of course.
We're gonna start the show. It's been a long time since we talked to y'all.
Been a long time.
You're a boon. And this week is a theme week. I don't know. We're doing Reddit stories again, like we did last season, because they're fun. Who wants to read the first one?
Me. Wait. Like a random one or one off the dock?
You could do either one. Either. It don't matter.
Okay, I have one, but it's kind of a long read.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I already know the answer to this, but I'm gonna just read it. So, the title is, I, 28M, don't know how to tell my wife, 24F, that I cheated on her while she had postpartum depression.
Oh my god.
We need to make a podcast where we can do our faces, because the way my face...
No, I read this, and this is such a messed up story. Like, let me just get into it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know I'm a POS, but I don't deserve my wife and our two beautiful sons, both 2 and 4. I know that by telling her this will be the end of our marriage. She will not forgive me. There will be no talking through it. She would tell me to pack my things and leave immediately. I can't live with the guilt of not telling her, but I can't live without her. I don't know what to do. Basically, my wife and I always wanted a traditional family. I would go to work. She would stay home with the kids. We both always wanted a large family, a house in the suburbs, a dog, the whole thing. We got married when she was 19 and I was 23. She got pregnant right away, and our first son was born 9 months to the day after our wedding. He was such an easy, happy baby. We were all so happy. My wife was super passionate about cooking, arts and crafts, and home decor. Our home was always spotless, despite having a baby and a dog. We had a great marriage and a healthy sex life. We were both naive enough to think that being parents was always going to be easy. We started trying for another as soon as the doctor cleared us. It took us about 8 months for her to get pregnant, which stressed her out a lot It stressed her out a lot because she got pregnant so easily with our first. His pregnancy was different. She had no energy, she gained a lot of weight, and was unrecognizable. With our son, she only had a small bump, and you wouldn't have even known she was pregnant if you saw her from behind or if she was wearing an oversized shirt. With this pregnancy, she blew up like a balloon. Her face and feet were swollen. I sound like an asshole for saying this, but she looked like a monster. We didn't have sex for the entire pregnancy. Sometimes she would try to initiate, but I would always turn her down because I was repulsed by her.
What?
Right. I know. It gets worse. She had a difficult birth, and our son was born with some health issues. Relatively minor, thankfully, but enough to give us a scare. My wife blamed herself for our son's health issues. In the heat of the moment, I told her that if she had been more active during pregnancy, then our son would probably have been fine.
What the fuck?
He's literally the reason, but okay. I
fucking hate men.
Right. She just kept sinking further and further into depression. She stopped brushing her hair, and it started to mat. I would come home from work at 5 p.m. to find our oldest son still in his pajamas. The dishes were piled high, a mile high to the sink. She stopped showering regularly, and she refused to go on a jog to lose the baby weight, even though I tried to encourage her by saying I'd cook dinner if she did. Our son's physical needs were being met, but emotionally, she was checked out. I started fantasizing about being single and not having a wife or kids.
Oh my God.
I know. I started going to the gym and the bar after work instead of going home to them. I met Cassidy, 19, female, at the gym.
How old is he right now?
Well, let's say he's had two. He's probably a little bit older because his son was still in pajamas, and he was 23 at the start of this. So I would say, considering they had two children, he's probably around 24, 25, maybe 26 around this point. It's weird because he has a type, because he was 23 when he married his wife, and his wife was also 19. But, you know.
Ew.
So let's see. I met Cassidy, 19, female, at the gym, and we really hit it off. She was vocal about never wanting kids, and when I would complain about my wife to her, she would pile on too. I was happy at the time because I wanted someone to validate me for being such an asshole. But looking back, I'm disgusted. Pretty soon, Cassidy and I were dating, and I was having a whole separate life behind my wife's back. After 2 months...
You cheated, but like not even like a one-time stand cheat, but dating?
No, like a whole separate life. It's like, really? Okay. Oh, after a few months, my wife slowly started to return to her old self. She started taking more pride in her appearance and started cooking from scratch again instead of ordering takeout or frozen food. Our home was clean again, and our younger son's health issues were improving. I fell in love with her all over again. I started to realize that Cassidy wasn't as exciting and interesting as I thought she was. She was actually quite dull and stupid and had no real opinions or interests outside of partying and TikTok.
19. What the fuck?
That and the fact that you were only interested in her because you didn't like the appearance of your wife, and now you fell back in love with her because she's her old self.
Right? Like,
with quotations, though.
Right, and even the fact that he doesn't even deserve her, the fact that he's straight, but I'm not even done, like, okay. Where did I leave off? TikTok, okay. I started to suspect that she didn't actually like me either and was just flattered by the attention of a married man, and I stupidly enabled it by making her feel special and better than my wife. I ended things with her after a few months later, and she didn't even seem to care. All in, I was cheating on my wife for just over a year.
Ooh.
A year of cheating.
What the fuck?
Right. Almost done. I have one more paragraph. My wife recently started asking to try for a third baby, and the guilt all just hit me at once. I feel paralyzed. I have nightmares that she finds out from someone else. I stopped eating and sleeping. I started to get aches and pains from the stress. I don't know what to do. I know I'm an asshole. I know I don't deserve her, but I don't know how to tell her without breaking her. She's amazing and never deserved this. Quite honestly, he needs to tell her so she can leave him.
Exactly.
And, like, she needs to free him.
I hope she will leave him. Shit. Oh, God. That was fucking terrible. Like I said, like, cheating as a one-night stand is one thing, but cheating...
was emotionally cheating as well, which is arguably worse.
No, it's like she fell into a postpartum depression, and he is the main reason why. Like, she was going through a tough pregnancy. The baby was sick. He said, oh, if you were healthier, the baby wouldn't be sick. And then she fell into a deep, deep depression, and he started to blame her for that? No, like, that's not
your fucking fault.
Literally.
You weren't there for her. You're supposed to be the support system for her, and you weren't. And you're blaming her for your fucking wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. Like,
and the fact that it's the fraction that really threw him, not her personality. Like, you don't like her. Clearly.
You literally don't love her. You're only with her because you liked how she looked. Like, that was literally it, because if he really loved her, he would have been, like, doing things to actually help improve her mental well-being. He would have been there for her. But instead, he was like, nah, this bitch looked like a monster. No, I'm not finna cuddle up with you. Like, what?
And this is recent. This was posted, like, a month and a few days ago.
Bruh, I need to see that update, because, like,
I'm trying to find it.
He deserves to, let me not say that, but, like,
mm-hmm.
She needs to leave him. And also him being like, oh, she didn't even care when I broke up with her. Like, nigga, you are married. You are married.
Right. Why does it matter what she feels? Like,
yeah.
Bruh, and it's like, he's talking about, oh, I have a traditional household, like, so you're not even going to take care of your son. You're not even going to do the dishes while your wife is, like, dealing with something. Yeah, like,
instead of trying to help your wife, you decide to go to a bar, into the gym after work? Why don't you pick up some slack for once?
The only reason why he offered to fucking cook was so she can work out. Like, what kind of shit? Like, get better?
Like, pregnant women aren't even supposed to be working out when they're pregnant. They're right. supposed to be resting.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I probably would at least. I feel like a lot of men don't understand, like, that postpartum depression is depression. It's just a different type. But, like, I just don't understand how they don't see, like, the severity of the situation. Like, if it was, like, a nigga like me would have killed myself, like, honestly.
That's the thing, like, Fred was saying, like, postpartum depression could be so debilitating that, like, there are people that get suicidal from it.
Either get suicidal or kill their kid.
Really? Yeah, and then another thing, yeah, he left them alone together, just thought it was fine. And then another thing that really bothered me was, like, you know your son has bad health issues. Like, traditional life aside, if, like, why don't you not step up? At all?
Be a father.
Didn't even care for the son. Just went out to the gym, into the bars after work.
Like, he don't love his family?
Not at all. Not at all.
I'll pick to go next.
Okay, you can go next.
Slay.
But yeah, he's going to hell.
Yeah. Burning.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. This is one that I have found on Reddit. And, okay. Am I the asshole for not letting him... this is, like, kind of similar to, like, along the lines of terrible fucking husband, pregnant wife type, you know? Okay. Am I the asshole for not letting my husband visit our baby and I at the hospital after he ignored me when my water broke?
Ooh, okay. What the fuck?
I know. I read that headline. I was like, I need to read this because, okay. I, 22 female, was at my husband's 26 parents' house over the weekend, and suddenly my water broke in the kitchen while I was preparing food. The thing is, I'm only 34 weeks along, so I was really concerned about our baby, as it's too early for me to be in labor. My husband was playing video games with a 17-year-old brother. And was annoyed at me when I interrupted them, telling him that I think my water broke. He claimed that I probably just peed myself and need to chill and clean up my mess. Both his brother and him laughed at me. Every time I tried to tell him that I know I didn't pee myself, he'd ignore me or tell me to stop bothering him. So I unplug his Xbox, which pissed him off even more and caused him and his brother to leave in his car in his tantrum. I have no cellular service at my in-laws' place, and my in-laws were going to be out all day, so I basically was left all by myself panicking because I was scared for my baby. My in-laws didn't come home until late at night, so I ended up falling asleep only to wake up at about 8 a.m. in pain and ended up knocking on my in-laws' door begging them to take me to the hospital. They agreed to take me and asked me where my husband was, which I replied he took off with his brother and told them how he treated me. Both of them were in shock that their sons would treat me in such a manner and apologized on both their behalf. I ended up delivering my daughter, which my husband was nowhere to be found when he did come after the fact. I told the nurse I wanted nothing to do with him and that if he wanted to see this child, he'd have to go through the courts because he now lost his chance. I already had to deal with the fact that my baby was in the NICU and didn't want to have to deal with him as well and explain the situation to the hospital staff, and they respected that. My in-laws were allowed to visit. My father-in-law agreed with my decision and even supported me, but my mother-in-law, I was being too harsh and was ruining a chance for her son to bond with his child. Fuck that nigga. Anyways, I'd been ignoring my husband ever since, as I can't bear to talk to him. I felt like he betrayed me and that I can no longer trust him and honestly hate him for that. My mother-in-law really wants me to talk to him, but I don't want to and won't. Am I the asshole here?
No.
Hell no. Fuck that. Because what the literally, fuck?
You could have, that's dangerous.
Hell no, you're gonna divorce, girl.
Man. Honest, oh my gosh.
Like, why is she cooking? That's the first thing. Bro. That's the first red flag.
No. When he told her to clean up after herself,
mm-mm.
When he wanted to prioritize the Xbox over a pregnant, like,
at least let it be a PlayStation.
I'm fucking scared. It's just, yeah, this nigga was not ready to be a father.
Nah, bro, this man's on Twitch.
Or a husband, like, he needs to, no. He needs to grow up. Like, she told him that her fucking water broke and he laughed at her and told her to go clean up her mess? Are you serious? What the fuck? What
an idiot.
Even if it's a false alarm or something, I'm gonna still take her to the hospital.
Right, man. Like, that is so dangerous.
Man. Mm-hmm. Like, what is wrong with it, man?
I swear, if men could give birth, none of this would be a problem. Like, because women don't act like this.
Right.
Okay. Jatira, do you want to read the next one or me?
I can read the next one.
Alrighty.
I'm trying to, hold on, give me 1 second, though.
Okay.
What does a BIL stand for?
BIL?
Brother-in-law?
Yeah.
So the title is, am I the asshole for kicking my son's girlfriend out of our house? My husband, 58 male, and I, 56 female, recently met my son's 24 male girlfriend for the first time. He's been crazy about her. Apparently, they have been dating for a year before he decided to have her meet us officially. Well, he's told what?
A year? Before you meet the parents?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What he's told us about her seems great. She just got her degree, enjoying her job, family oriented, etc. I'm honestly just glad she's happy with her. My husband, I don't think he's ever been this into someone before, so I feel pretty bad about what I did. Last weekend, he brought her over for dinner. By now, we'd been anticipating meeting her with how much our son has been gushing about her, how perfect she is, that she's the one in his words. They ring the doorbell. We open the door. She looks exactly like her pictures, which is a great start. My son is grinning ear to ear, another great start. We invite them in, and she accepts my hug with a firm handshake from my husband, and then she opens her mouth. I'm the one your son puts his penis in. What the fuck?
My God.
To be frank, I was appalled. I expected my husband to laugh. Both he and my son are jokesters. And as annoying as it can be, I love it. But this was too much for me. Maybe I'm reserved, but Of all things she could have shared about my son, she told us that. One look at my face and my husband knew how much I disapproved. Maybe I let my expectations get too high and it's unfair to have them, but I reiterate, of all the things to say to her boyfriend's parents, whom she's never met, she chose that? My son was amused at first, but when he noticed my reaction, his face dropped. I felt like he'd sold me the full Patrick, everything he's been looking for in a girlfriend. I was too disturbed by the visual and my put in my head, and it translated into anger. I told her to get out, and I wanted to say more about how gross it made me feel, but I fortunately left it at that. My son didn't want to go, insisting I give her another chance, but I was too fed up and uncomfortable by this point. Even my husband, who enjoyed his fair share of raunchy jokes, wouldn't let up. They left, and I immediately felt guilty. This was something my son really looked forward to, and I feel like I took that away over a dumb joke. I tried calling to apologize, but he hasn't responded. My husband thinks she's the one who should apologize. I'm considering giving her another chance, but before I do, was I the asshole?
No. No, she's not. I don't think she is. Because, like, where's your respect? You know? Like, that's so lacking. Mind you, they've been dating for a year and they haven't met, you know? I had something else to say, but I can't think about it. I lost it. Hold on.
To be honest, I can see how, like, she thought it was a good joke. But, like, that's something that you say, like,
no.
When you, I don't know. I feel like that's just something that you don't say, or, like, that's just, like, I don't know.
That's just not.
You can't say hello.
Okay. I wouldn't even say that to my parents. So,
exactly. Like, I would never say that. Like, I would either get embarrassed or crawl out of my skin, or like, because you know what this is reminding me of? This reminds me of that TikTok where that dude's wedding vows in front of that entire everybody there. That was not cute.
No.
Like, she's not like.
Like, I feel like she could have made a better joke, or like. I don't know. There's cuter jokes you could have made.
Like, or like, I'm the one who
Bad?
What'd you say?
I said, why did she say it, like, after she... It's not funny. Why would she
say I remember.
After giving a handshake to the dad?
Right.
No, what's really bothering me right now is that the fact that the son is now not answering the mom. Like, she has every right to be upset at that. And he's, like, picking the girl over her mom, over his mom, you know? Like, as much as he likes this woman, he's not respecting his mother's feelings because she was clearly not comfortable with that. And they probably, the fact that she's not comfortable with that probably means that she's never joked around like that with her son before. So there's a boundary there. And that girl just crossed it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are you gonna read the rest of the post here?
Yeah, I can do the edit. Yeah, there's an edit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm just gonna do the update. Thanks for reaching out, everyone. My son got in touch with me. His girlfriend agreed to try again. We all met at a restaurant my son and his girlfriend chose. The first thing she said was an apology for what she did. I apologized for my reaction. We hugged. It was nice. She then explained how my son had convinced her a joke like that would land well and that she wouldn't like it if she didn't think we'd like it. According to my son, she was reluctant to open with any jokes at all. But they came up with that one together on the way over. You guys are right. She's a really sweet girl. She's actually very mature, too. I see why my son likes her so much. My husband and I really like her, and we told our son to bring her when he visits. We look forward to seeing them again. Overall, I'm glad we can start over on the right foot this time. Thanks, everyone, for your...
Pause on that. The fact that he came up with the joke... And then didn't reply to her calls when she was upset by it. That, like, it was your fault.
I feel like he could have said that, like, when
he could have said that at the door.
Right. He could have been like, wait, it was my idea. I'm sorry.
Right. Literally. And he had the nerve to not return her phone calls?
Right.
Okay. All right.
No, because She must really love him to go along with it.
Right, like, he loves this girl so much, quote unquote, but he let her take the heat for that.
Bruh.
He did not say anything. He could have been like, whoa, it was me, you know? But no, he let that resentment go towards the girlfriend for no reason, and then decided to ignore the mom, and then wanted to open up later. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Men are silly.
Very much so.
No, because, like, I can't imagine that car ride back. It's like, It's like, Jesus, you just wasted all that time and gas.
Like, when I'm eating for dinner now?
Bruh. Mm-mm. I'm glad that the mom's husband was on her side, though.
Me too.
Mm-mm-mm.
I might like shit like that, but I know she don't, so I'm around.
Crazy, though. And I'm glad the dad agreed. Because, like, so you know how sometimes, like, dads be like, it's just a joke.
Yeah.
Or they agree with the son and be like, honey, you're taking it too. Serious. Yeah, like, girl, you gonna be leave me or your lying ass son.
Right.
I'm glad it got resolved, though.
Me too.
That's a funny, like, that's a, I guess, in years later, it'll be a funny story to tell.
I think they should never mention it again.
I'm screaming.
I'm serious. They don't need to be telling their children. No, none of that.
Yeah, because, like, if...
Not the children, but, like, just between themselves.
I don't think they should mention that.
I told your parents.
Why are you still thinking about it?
Yeah. Terrible time.
Yeah, that was a bad joke. Why did you tell me to say that joke?
I wouldn't have fucked it. Like, if a man tells me to say it, that's how I know. I probably shouldn't say it.
Bruh. Like,
no, what the? I just don't understand how that could even be considered, like, a good idea, even a little bit. Like, it's just, that is,
it's just a bad joke.
It was terrible. What the heck?
Okay. Let's do the last one.
Last one.
Right. The last. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, am I the asshole for kicking out one of my bridesmaids for showing up in the wrong dress? My 23 female wedding was back on Saturday, December 31st, and I'm still getting backlash from this, so I want to know if I was an asshole. In the country I live in, it's currently winter, and we get a fair amount of snow, so my wedding was a winter-themed wedding. The color theme was forest green and gold. My dress was obviously white, and I chose the color of my bridesmaids' dresses to be forest green as well. My mother, M-O-H, maid of honor's dress was black, and everyone was to wear gold accessories. I have this friend, we'll call her Kat, that I asked to be one of my bridesmaids. When we went dress shopping, and I told them the color theme I was going for, Kat immediately expressed that she thought forest green was a bad choice. She said she thinks it's not a flattering color and thought I should choose something different and more girly. I said no because my wedding was winter theme and I thought the color would go perfect with the theme. She suggested a pink, blue, even a red. I said no, but thanks for your opinion. She found out my maid of honor's dress was black and asked if she could wear black too. I said no, only my maid of honor is wearing black. I paid for all the dresses. Fast forward to my wedding day. Everyone's getting their hair and makeup done, and Kat shows up 30 minutes late holding a bag that looked like it had a dress inside. I asked her what that was for. She told me it was for later on at the reception if she got uncomfortable and wanted to change after pictures. I was like, okay, cool. So fast forward, and we're all dressed and walking down the stairs because the ceremony is beginning in 30 minutes, and we were going to take some pictures before. Kat is the last person to come down, and she's wearing a black dress. At the time, I was preoccupied taking pictures with my parents, but my maid of honor came over to me and made me aware of the situation. I confronted Kat and asked her what was going on. She said she hates her bridesmaid dress, as the color is ugly and makes her look so gross, so she's wearing black. I told her, please go back and change. She refused and started walking away from me. I said, I'm going to ask her one more time, and if she doesn't oblige, I'm calling security and kicking her out. She began yelling yelling at me to fuck off, so I called security and asked them to please escort her out. She started making a big scene, yelling how I'm such a bitch, that I can't force her to wear anything, and that I'm a horrible, inconsiderate friend. The wedding went on, and it was truly amazing. Ever since the wedding, Kat has been blowing up my phone with texts saying some really nasty things and asking for the money back she spent on the black dress. Since it was a waste and she didn't get to wear it, I had to block her number. Some of my other bridesmaids have been giving me shit, saying that it was a little harsh kicking her out and embarrassing her like that, and that maybe I should give her the money back. Am I the asshole for kicking her out?
No. First of all, forest green is a great color.
Beautiful.
First of all, she literally bought a dress.
She doesn't for like.
And she took it upon herself to, first of all, not speak up and say that she didn't like the dress and that she wouldn't wear it.
No, she wanted to just sway her opinion.
She bought it upon herself to purchase a dress. And then she gonna ask me for the money back for a dress that I didn't even make her buy? Hell no.
That you didn't want her to wear?
And then she could have just said, okay, then can I not be a bridesmaid and just be a guest?
Bruh.
Yeah. Like, honestly?
No, she was focused on making herself look good. She did not care about the wedding. She just wanted to look good, and that's selfish.
Like, if she wasn't gonna wear the dress, I feel like she should have voiced that. She was like, okay, well, if you're not gonna, like, you know, make any exceptions for me, just, like, I might have to tap out. Like, she should have just been up front and just, like, I'm not wearing this dress. So
it's just crazy to me how she thinks she is entitled to wear whatever she wants if she was asked to be a bridesmaid. Like, especially if the bride paid for all of the dresses. Like, you went out of your way to buy a separate dress that you knew wasn't going to get cleared just because you didn't like the color. And now you want her to pay you back? That's not how it works.
Mm-mm. You shouldn't have took those tags off.
Exactly. Declined. No money on your card.
And then the friend saying, like, oh, that was too harsh. I'm sorry, this is my wedding day. She can get kicked out if I want her to get kicked out.
We would have had to jump her.
Bruh. Yeah.
Exactly. No, right. Like, I wouldn't even let the bride have seen that. I would have taken care of it myself.
Man.
Over here trying to jeopardize her day.
She got off.
Get the fuck out. You need to get.
And you know what? It's crazy because the way she caused a big scene, clearly trying to ruin the day, trying to ruin the vibe, but it didn't work. And I'm glad it didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Really? Is there a on that?
Is there a what?
Update on that?
Let me see.
I didn't see one.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm not seeing one.
You gonna end our friendship because you ain't like a fucking color? No, because green is great. Like, I don't know, y'all. I might have to have a winner win. No, it don't gotta be a winner.
She was tripping, though. Like, over a color, making a big deal over a dress. Like, the fact that the friends don't even see that as an issue is baffling to me.
Yeah. Honestly, if I had a winner wedding, my color would be, like, that pale blue. And everything would be, like, ice themed. That'd be cute.
No, I love a pale blue.
Man.
If I had a winter wedding, all the bridesmaids will wear white and I'll have a black dress.
That's cute, actually.
But
like a reverse type.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know if I would. What if I did everybody else wears white and then I had like this pale blue wedding dress and it's like I'm the ice queen.
Ooh, or you Cinderella. I don't know.
I'm cute. It would be cute. Bruh. Yeah. Themed weddings really do be hitting different.
Bruh.
Mm.
But yeah.
I'm gonna look up a forest green bridesmaid just to get an idea.
I think I would want to do, like, if I had a winter wedding, I would want to do the forest green, but I'm just debating on
what. Oh, bitch!
whether I will want to wear the forest green or the bright pink.
Bro, that forest green color, bad as hell. She was tripping.
She
would have ate that up. I would have ate that up. Maybe she was just like, you know, not visually inclined, you know.
I feel like if you can dress, you can rock any color. Like
exactly
that part.
But
no, because like I'm looking at these forest green dresses right now on Google. These bitches look nice, like.
No, because have you seen Beyonce in a forest green dress?
I can imagine.
It was like a title. I think it was a red carpet. It looked so good on her. But anyway.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, she ate that up.
Ate it up. But forest green is a beautiful color.
It is. Like, I'm looking at all these forest green dresses and they are giving, like, oh my gosh. Old girl is just tripping. Yeah. Oh, the one with the pockets? Oh, girl. Yeah. Yeah. She just ain't know how to dress for real. That's what it is.
Bruh. But okay. We're towards the end of the show. So, who want to start first for the recommendations? We haven't done that in a minute.
Oh, fuck.
I can go first.
Who?
My recommendation
is an anime, and it is called Loving Yamada-kun at level 999. It just started, I want to say, 2 weeks ago. It's about this girl who... She was in a relationship with this guy. She started playing this online game with the guy because he was really into it. Her boyfriend meets up with her at this cafe, and he says that he wants to break up because he met someone in the game that he really likes. So they break up, and she's kind of sad about it, but she still really enjoys the game. And she is ranting to one of her guild members. And basically, there's a meetup in person. And when she goes, she goes and like look her best because she knows her boyfriend will probably, or her ex-boyfriend will probably go. And she ended up seeing him and the girl and her guild member actually. And she finds out that her guild member is actually a popular gamer and her ex-boyfriend is a fan of him. So she pretends that she's dating him to make him jealous, and they end up like becoming friends and stuff. But I'm assuming some romance is gonna bloom or whatever. But yeah, it's real cute. Anyway, I like it.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to check that out. It do look cute. The covers anyway. I guess I can go next. Dang, what have I been? I don't know what to recommend, actually. Oh, actually, I'm going to recommend this movie me and Jeter watched a few weeks ago. It's called Anything's Possible. It has a trans actor lead, and it's basically like a little high school teen drama about this trans girl and her navigating high school and love and stuff. It is so cute. I do think the ending was realistic, but I didn't like it low-key, but it still was cute, though. It's on Amazon Prime, and it's very good. I feel like everybody should watch it. Yeah.
I recommend Designer by NCT 127.
The song? Mm.
Yeah.
I am recommending the show Breaking Bad. Because that show is so good and so funny.
How many seasons is it?
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's like at least 5.
Did you finish it yet?
Almost. Oh, I'm almost towards the end. I'm pretty sure it's 5, unless Netflix doesn't have them all.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I've been watching. I've been bouncing before between Breaking Bad and You.
Damn, yeah. I gotta watch You.
Yeah, I gotta finish that.
I started and binged it because I never finished it from season one. And now I'm in season four, and it's interesting.
Season three was wild.
Season three was wild, and it ended... made me sad.
Yeah. Rest in peace, the love.
No.
Oh, sorry. That's a spoiler.
Damn.
That is crazy.
I'm sorry. Anyway, forget I said that. I didn't say nothing. Anyway. So, that is the end of our show. You can see us on Instagram and Twitter at ITMFM pod, and that is again ITMFM pod. We also have a new email that I made because I feel like the last email was not on brand. It was cute though. It was cute. It is ITMFMpod@gmail.com. That is our new email. So if you guys want to send some questions, you can send it at that email if you want. I doubt we'll get any, but like, it would be nice. What'd you say?
I said, why would you say that?
I don't know. I'm a pessimist. Anyway, y'all ready to go?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I suppose.
Bye.
Bye.
I can see the things you're doing, and you think that I'm naive. But when I get the goods on you, she'll finally believe. She says it's all just drama, but every bubble's got to pop. She's gonna see just what you're doing, and then you're finally gonna have to stop. Don't think you're gonna win this time, cause you better believe I'm gonna drop a dime on you. I'll get ya, I'll get ya. And when I do, you're gonna be busted. I don't wanna put the hurt on you, but you better